The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Did you know that I took 3 months off from being a diocesan priest to pray about becoming a Carmelite monk? Back in the year 2013, Bishop Taylor granted me a leave of absence to live with the Carmelites in Dallas, Texas. In case you don't know, Carmelites are known for spending several hours a day absorbed in quiet contemplation. My friends all said that I would never make it. And I guess they were right, because look where I am now. Nonetheless, my desire for more prayer was right. What do I mean? Well, diocesan priests like me and Father Savio can become so work-oriented that we can easily sacrifice prayer for the sake of productivity. And this obsession with output, what have you accomplished today, is understandable, because the business of saving souls is 24/7. But when we neglect serious and sustained prayer, we priests essentially are like chickens running around with our heads cut off. Why? Because Jesus is our head. And he gives us a sense of purpose, deep and abiding peace, and points out what our priorities should be. Today we hear the beautiful but also somewhat baffling story of Martha and Mary, who host a supper for Jesus. The reason this story feels baffling to me is because I sympathize and I side with Martha. After all, she's the one doing all the work, like us diocesan priests. And yet Mary, like the Carmelites, are just sitting on their hands. And it is Jesus who pats her approvingly on the head. In what sense had Mary chosen the better part? Well, Mary stayed close to Jesus, who showed her that there are spiritual feasts that are even more satisfying than a supper of the most succulent steak. Remember when his disciples urged Jesus to eat while he was speaking with the Samaritan woman at the well? And he replied to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Jesus was serving the Samaritan woman a sumptuous supper of his words and his wisdom. And Mary, in the gospel, was relishing that cuisine of contemplation too. That feast of faith was the better part. This past Friday, I went to visit with Josie Nunez, an IC parishioner who has decided to join the Olivetan Benedictine nuns in Jonesboro. Her house was full of flowers and family and friends who were coming to greet her because she had been gone for over a year. They were smiling and taking selfies as if Taylor Swift had come to Fort Smith. Of course, I got a selfie with the little nun too. I had a few minutes to talk to her personally, and I asked her what her daily routine was like. She said she gets up at 5 a.m., which is later than the fully professed nuns, and spends an hour in the chapel in quiet prayer, and then breakfast, and then more community prayer. Around 11 a.m., she's back in the chapel for more private prayer, the rosary, and then lunch. In the evening, she hits the chapel a third time for prayer again before supper and finally night prayers at 7:30, followed by grand silence. As I was listening to her speak, I felt like Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and tasting that cuisine of contemplation that Christ wants to feed us all with. And I felt a desire to spend more time in prayer. My friends, we are in the dog days of summer. No offense to my dog Apollo. But during the summer, we finally find some time to relax and recharge. But how many people try to spend a little extra time in prayer? In fact, some people skip Mass as part of their down time. Why? Because we even treat prayer like work, which we need a break from. I'll never forget how Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who was a huge advocate of making a holy hour every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament, he observed, ironically, that the hardest time to make a holy hour is when we're on vacation. He explained why. When you have all the time in the world, you have no time for God. Here are a few suggestions to taste a little of that delicious cuisine of contemplation that Mary enjoyed. Try to attend an extra Mass during the week, during the summer. By the way, Josie will be at 7 a.m. Mass for the next 2 weeks while she's here if you want to say hello to Fort Smith's own Taylor Swift. Sign up for a holy hour weekly at St. Boniface in their Adoration Chapel and quite literally sit at the feet of Jesus and eat the food that most people never know. My family has a conference call every Sunday at 4 p.m. and whoever is available calls my phone. Either my parents or my brother or my sister or their kids, my nieces and nephew, spread all over the country. I merge all their calls and we chat for a bit and then take turns praying the glorious mysteries of the rosary. The call is not exactly perfect and I often cannot hear everyone's voice. Some people pray too fast and others pray too slow. Of course, I pray just perfectly. But for 25 minutes, we all sit at the feet of Jesus and are blessed to taste the better part. Praised be Jesus Christ.